Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Steve Butella here for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land Show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about that fine line between assistance and consulting. Jill, how are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm excellent. Hey, what do you charge for advice and what do you charge for a cup of coffee?
A cup of coffee, the growing rate is $1,800. Just kidding. I don't know. No,
it's a paraphrase. This show is about, hey, Steve, I want to buy you a cup of coffee and pick your brain about this. That's assistance.
Right.
Or, hey, Steve, can you do this startup for me? That's consulting.
Exactly.
And I thought it'd be great to throw a little show together because I have been a consultant, I am a consultant now for my own company here. Mm-hmm. And that line gets skewed often.
It does get blurry sometimes. Yeah. So,
hey, do you have any examples of some consulting questions? Some questions that you get in a regular, because you're so close to all of our members and our customers. Mm-hmm. Do you get questions from people or questions from the same few people that you think are, man, this is just going over the line. Maybe we should be charging for this.
I do. The big picture is, I want to provide, and that's what we do. We want to help people. We really are here to help, and as many as we can.
Situation, I should say, before we go any further. Long before Jill and I started Land Academy, we decided that we were not going to have an entity. We decided that our entity was going to provide a tremendous amount of back-end help. Mm-hmm. Around the office, we call it aftercare. I don't know how that started.
It's your healthcare background.
We just call it aftercare. So somebody buys a program, 9 times out of 10, if you go to somewhere else and buy some kind of education program, that's it. You're on your own. You know, we do not believe in that.
Right.
We believe in aftercare.
Because we want everyone to be successful.
Right.
So
that's why we have successplant.com. Everybody helps each other there. That's mm-hmm. that's currently all free. But there always is that line where, mm-hmm. you know, what?
Well,
you know,
and it's I sometimes, I the goal is for me to, and us as professionals and mentors and experts, is to help people learn how to do it for themselves. I'm not doing anybody any good if they're constantly emailing me and I'm answering the question for them and then they go on. They need to learn. I want them to learn right. how to do it for themselves. And then it's because what if I'm not here?
Right. Part of learning is making, mistakes,
mm-hmm.
not tragic ones, but little mistakes along the way.
Exactly.
I'll give you an example. One of the biggest questions I get from brand new people is, where should I do this? I live in Boston. Should I be doing this in just outside of Boston, a suburb? Should I be doing it in Nevada, like you discuss right in the program? You know, and my answer is always this. And what they want me to say is, you need to go to Elko County, Nevada.
They do. You buy 5 to 40 acres and do this. That's what they want.
This is how it works. Here's a step-by-step program. And you will make about $48,000 in. If you do part-time, you'll make $48,000 in about 7 weeks.
And here's your spreadsheet and here's your
checklist.
And
here's the money.
Oh, and here's the money.
And I'm 24/7. Here's my cell phone. All right. I'm joking.
Call me with every deal.
I'm just saying. I have gotten questions like that. What I'm saying is, it's so much better for me to teach how I chose Elko, Nevada in the first place. And
right.
that's what we actually teach in the program. You know, there's like four or five ways or components that a county has, in my opinion, that it just makes it ripe for mailing letters out and buying extremely undervalued property, both for houses and for land.
Mm-hmm.
So wouldn't it be better if I talk flat out about that mm-hmm. all through the program and what those four attributes are, characteristics are. And I would rather have somebody say, here's the four characteristics, and then go test it out on 2 or 3 counties. And because it's a secret then.
Right.
if I just said everybody go to Elko County, Nevada and do this, I think that would be, it would be, it's just silly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my point between assistance, which is saying, here, I want to teach you how to do this, and consulting, where I say, based on all this information that we've 15, 20 years of experience, you need to do this in XYZ County.
Right.
Is that a, I mean, mm-hmm. your example might be more customer service oriented. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, some of my examples are people, very like detailed, about completing a transaction. What deed am I using?
Uh-huh.
And who do I call? Do I call the treasurer? Do I call the assessor?
So how do you, where's your line or where's that line in that situation?
It's a tough one because it's pretty much, you just got to figure it out. Some of the stuff, a lot of the stuff is available on the internet that if you and I talked about asking questions in a recent yeah. podcast too, and we were making jokes about dumb questions, and I still feel no question is a dumb question, but I really appreciate people that do a little bit of homework before they get to me, because sometimes by the time they look it up, they might have yeah. the answer and not had to call me. So, for example, not often, but sometimes I get real detailed questions, and maybe it's about preparing a deed, you know, even in our office, you know, what uh-huh. should it look like, kind of thing. Well, my first thing is, you got 8 examples and right there, or 18,000 really is what you've got, examples.
Actually, we have about 16,000 examples, literally.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, we really do have that many examples. So if you're really coming to me.
God, can you believe that?
I know.
Produce 16,000 documents.
Deals. It's crazy. So, yeah. So you got 16,000 examples. I think you could figure it out. Number one. Number two, a lot of the county recorder websites have samples for you, and they have real detailed instructions telling you, use this font, use this font size.
Right.
We need to leave this much room on the upper right-hand corner right. for the recording stamp. So there's some stuff right there, too.
There's examples on their websites now in PDF form.
Right, that you can use. So
a lot of them.
It's great. So that's some of the stuff where I'm like, all right, it's a tough one for me, because assistance might be saying, I'm telling you where to go. Consulting is, I'm sitting down with you and I'm doing it and holding your hand.
Yeah. And utilizing your experience mm-hmm. to say, don't do this, mm-hmm. do this, because it's not this way, it'll work, and this way it won't.
Yeah. See, when they said 1-inch margin all the way around, they meant that they're going to kick it back.
Right.
You know, and sometimes my whole thing is I want them to learn. I don't want to give too much assistance. Or consult. I mean, if they want consulting, want basically pay me to do it, okay. But I want them to learn for themselves. They're going to, mm-hmm. once you get it kicked back because you forgot the affidavit of property value to go along with the right. document, you won't forget that. And it's not a big yeah. deal. Now you send it back in. We just had a thing in our office, our own little hiccup, where some counties started using the new form, some counties did not.
A state form, right?
Yeah. It's for Arizona deeds, they want an affidavit of property value, and every county is different. I mean, they have the same form, but when they decide that they're going to start shutting off, you know, and do that, every county is different. So we've been cruising along using the old one. Why change it?
Right.
It was all in our system, and it was pre-populated. So we had.
Oh, I spent years making that perfect.
See, right? So you had it down to a science. So all of a sudden we're getting things returned. I'm like, oh, whoops. Okay. Heads up. Now we got to change it. Big deal. No, sometimes people get, what's interesting is some people get all worked up and excited when it gets returned. Oh my God, my deed kicked back. Oh my gosh, it's the end of the world. No, it's not. Make the change. Rewrite a check for $2 more because you forgot that fee. Big deal. Send it in. Move on.
Here's a secret. Ready?
Tell me.
Everybody, I don't care who you are, when you start off in real estate or anything that matters to you, there's little things there that you have that you're concerned about. I call them speed bumps, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we all get over them, and that's what we talk about. That's kind of what we're talking about here. Let's mm-hmm. help you get over that. Want to know what mine is?
What?
Exactly what we're talking about right now. It's paperwork and county stuff.
Oh.
I remember.
Wait. It's a hiccup for you?
I'm going to use the word fear. It's not anymore because I got mm-hmm. way over it a lot of years ago. But when I started, I was so afraid of doing this paperwork wrong and send it in these counties and,
really?
And have them. Yeah, that was my huge hiccup when I started a lot of years ago. Oh. We've never talked about this.
I did not know
in
that.
In fact, you know what? I haven't really even thought about it until we're just just doing the show now. Some people are so concerned. Well, here's some feedback that I've gotten from members, because we all have these little things that stop us from just killing it.
Right.
And when we get over them, we do go kill it.
Uh-huh.
One person specifically, I recall recently, said that they just don't know how to mentally manage when someone calls them back when they receive a letter and they're angry about the fact that the offer's too low.
Aww.
I think that's funny. I'm from Detroit.
I do too.
I live on like that just rage.
Yeah.
I think it's funny. Another person was concerned about, and this comes from an extremely seasoned, retired, licensed real estate agent. You know, you think this person would have all of it, right?
Dealt with it all.
His huge concern was buying a property and not knowing enough information about it and then reselling it and having the buyer come back and say, well, it doesn't have access here. It doesn't have groundwater. He went into great detail.
Aww.
And it was clear to me that it was because he was so used to serving his clients and representing his clients that to get to know every single thing about the property was really important. So I helped him get over that and that was a consulting thing, actually.
Well, that's probably different too when he's dealing with one transaction a month versus 1,000 a month.
Yeah. And he actually emailed me about a month after that or whenever it was, several weeks after that, and said, you know what? I bought those properties we were talking about. I'm not going to go see them. Like you said, it's the first time in my life. I had to get over buying a property unseen, even though it's a piece of vacant land, you know.
Yeah.
In the center of whatever. And he's like, I did what you said. I put it on Craigslist. I put it here and I sold it for three times just like you said. And the guy didn't ask me any questions and he's like, now I just sent out 7 million more mailers.
Awesome. He just had to get over it.
Yeah.
So that was a little assistance.
Was it assistance
or consulting?
I don't remember. It was somebody paid me recently to help them really seriously get over something. I'm not sure.
I get a little bit of both too.
Yeah.
I get a little bit of both. So, and if assistance turns into consulting, I say, all right, guys, now we got to talk. How much help do you really want from me? Because the thing with me too is if it's assistance, I'm going to, it's kind of when I can. Yeah. Oh, that looks good. Great. I'm happy to help. Whatever. I move on to what I'm doing. If you're really utilizing me for consulting, you get my one-on-one undivided attention. We're going to sit down and figure this out together, you know, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You're paying me to do this. This is, you get me. So.
Yeah. One of the most extremely popular question that I get straight into my email after we ship out, you know, we ship programs out here every day. Mm-hmm. So I'd see the list of names, and for whatever reason, I pay attention to the names, and I can almost set my watch by it. About 2 days, maybe 3 days later, I'll get an email that says, with some questions. Oh. And all I have to say is, it makes me think that I need to update our package or put an insert in there that all I have to say is, look, we set up Success Plan just for this kind of stuff. So yeah, I'm happy to answer your questions. Just like, put it on Success Plan. I'm happy to help.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So what other things what other points do you have about assistance for? Oh, you know, I just thought of one. For our people going forward, I am sure that I am positive because I know people that have said this to me too. Hey, my brother wants to get in on this. We're doing this together now. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I'm sure that we have members that have people that are catching wind of what they're doing and they want to learn something. So I want everyone to remember your time is valuable too. You got to be careful. Are you assisting someone? Or are you consulting someone?
Sure.
So, and make sure that, you know, you take care of you and you're getting your stuff done because I can easily see, hey, I'm waiting for the story to come up. You know, hey, over the holidays, my uncle caught wind of what I'm doing and he wants to do it now. And you know, that's great. That's wonderful. I love it. You know, but don't waste all your time teaching your uncle. You know what I mean? Because you're not going to get anything done. So, what?
Well, I just think I'll tell you, if you can't charge your family consulting, if I could.
Sure you can. Heck yes.
I should start charging you.
Oh, I would. My brother would charge me. No, yeah. I'm just kidding.
No, so I guess that's part of why.
No,
that's why there's
right.
Fine line in the title of this thing, because there's a fine line. You have to decide what's right for you. You know, I have a good friend who's a general manager. Jill and I have a good friend who's a general manager of a very nice, one of the extremely nice restaurant here in Scottsdale. And he has, because he runs this place and a lot of pretty wealthy real estate people go in there often, you know, they bend his ear. And one of them went, so is opening a new restaurant and he's helping he's a landlord, but he's helping this guy open the thing. And so he got a hold of this guy, this general manager, our friend. And 6 months later, you know, the restaurant opened and the general manager walked me in and showed me the whole thing and said, I did this. And I said, dude, how much did you charge for this? He's like, oh, no, I just did it because I needed help this guy out. That is so far over my consulting line. I mean, he could have charged tens of thousands of dollars. He's in there saying, you got to put the seats over here because you're going to have this problem and that. That's consulting.
That's true. You know,
that's not assistance. So that's just another example.
Well, maybe I like to think that the person that he helped out will recognize that and take care of him on his own.
So
that's the right thing.
Yeah. I'm going to leave the topic at this. Jill and I have intentionally set up Land Academy so that all of your questions are going to get answered. They may not directly get answered from us via email, but Success Plant has been set up so that every single question that you may have to get you where you need to be from start to finish, where you're getting monthly income coming in from land, is set up in there with either existing members or we've named certain people moderators, and Jill and I are in there multiple times a day to help people with big picture questions. Usually Jill and I get really directly involved when someone asks a question that I really think can help, can benefit the community.
Mm-hmm.
So rest assured, you get a bunch of assistance and probably a little bit of consulting for free when you're involved with any of our stuff.
It's true.
Join us in another episode where Jill and I discuss your all-important success in land investment and in life. Sometimes you just got to charge people, Jill.
I know. I know.
Sometimes it just gets to be too much.
It does. It really, really does. So, well, no, and like I said, in a good way, then if we're going to do a consulting, if we have this many questions, let's call a spade, it's consulting. And we're going to sit down and at the end of this hour, you're going to have all your answers and then mm-hmm. you're going to save.
You know what a gauge for me is always mm-hmm. time. So if somebody yep. has a really well thought out, should I do this, bang, 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 please answer my question. I appreciate it. Brief it. And it takes maybe less than a minute, mm-hmm. the whole thing. I'm happy to talk about anything, but right. it's after the 14th email,
right?
Or what? I'm exaggerating, but where it's just and then someone's reaction is, oh, well,
yeah,
I can't. It's just too much time.
Well, and you know what? And here's my thing too. Did you do them a favor? Maybe not.
No.
That's the thing too. If you train people to not learn from themselves, they're not going to learn. I bet that's a thing that every teacher has. Every teacher, I'm sure. You know, with little kids, you're teaching whatever it is. I don't care what you're teaching. Right. You know, you want to teach them to learn from themselves and to get there on their own.
Sure.
That's the whole point of it. Not to be there and answer every single question. Then that's what your phone is for. Look at it, you know.
Here's another thing. I love enthusiasm mm-hmm. and ambition. So if someone's just crazy ambitious, enthusiastic, I did this, and this, and wait, you know, I'll help somebody like
yes.
that to the end.
Yes.
But if it's all morose and
well, and for 2 years, you know, I was listening to somebody talking about that recently. It was like we don't go to these meetings, but you know, the REI meetings that people have around town
yeah.
and real estate investor yeah. groups that get together.
Super
and you,
familiar.
Right. And it's a way to market and brainstorm and meet like minds and work together. And one of our friends was talking about this individual that he'd see at every meeting and they talk and talk and talk. And a year has gone by and no action yeah. is taken.
Yes, yes.
And he's like, I'm kind of over the guy. He's like, I've given him all the advice I can. I can't make him do it. He's clearly not motivated, like
right.
you said. No movement. He's like, I feel bad, but
yeah.
I kind of have to cut him off. Now the guy's not going to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going anywhere. So it is too bad.
We talked about that. We have it's the show already aired called He's Not Going to Make It in This Business.
Right.
You know, all talk, no action.
Right.
I think some people just get real jacked up talking about stuff and getting motivated. And some people just say, this is going to happen by July 1st.
Right. What is the fear that holds them back? Why? That's the part I It's one of the things I'm...
Do you think it's fear? For some people, it's fear.
There's some there's something that's holding them back.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what holds me back in anything.
What's that?
It's not like needing it bad enough. I have to be, you know, you hear about like hit rock bottom.
That's got to happen for you.
I'm a big fan of hitting rock bottom and going through so much pain because of something and saying, you know what? I need this to stop and improve, and I will do whatever it takes in the next 36 hours for that to change.
Okay.
So that's my thing, though. I don't know.
Okay.
You know, that guy, he's probably not going through any pain. Whoever the person you just described, that's a year later.
Oh, that's true. His job's okay.
Yeah, his job's fine.
Yeah,
he doesn't hate his job enough to change.
Everybody's happy, situation. Yeah. Maybe. I hope that's the case.
Yeah.
I worry that it might not be, and he's just miserable. But I hope everything's status quo.
He's not miserable
enough.
But
I think some people just don't have the balls. Gotta say.
Nice, nice.
Thank you.
Nice. We just lost our G rating on iTunes.
It's great. I just had to say that.
I'm glad you saved this stuff up for the bitter end of these shows. Like, yeah, because people have to listen to the whole thing then.
Yeah. Well, the four people that are still listening got that.
Say balls again and I'll end it.
Just have to have balls.
Let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
Landacademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.